are here at Georgia Tech volleyball practice. Coach, last week it was the beginning part of your, we'll call it kind of your fall practices, then you're another weekend. How's the team looking, and have you seen some improvements overall?
For sure. I think we have been very mindful of trying to get better every time we step into the gym, and I think that it was a very productive preseason. We enjoyed it. We had fun. We competed. We got better. So it was just really exciting to see just the maturity of this group and you know, how excited it has been to just progress in that aspect.
Okay, we'll break down the positions, and I think you'll elaborate on that a little bit further as we go down the line. Mm-hmm. We'll start with the setter position. Looks like you have Rebecca Martin there, but you also have, I think, some other players you want to incorporate in there as well. How's that unit looking overall?
Yeah, we got Becca, and we have Gabby Benda. Mm-hmm. Both of them are looking great. They have been working really hard, pushing each other. You know, Gabby got a little more touches on the ball this spring because Becca had a little bit of an injury, but she's ready to go, and I think they're now fighting for a starting position. Still, I think that's still wide open. I think they're going to kind of complement each other a lot, so I foresee them both, you know, gaining a lot of playing time throughout the fall. It has been one of the things that we talked about is, you know, who's going to be the best in this situation in that one day. But both of them are very capable of running our offense at a very high level.
And we'll go to opposite end with the libero. You have London, Ackerman, and probably some other players as well you want to incorporate in there. How is that unit looking as far as your overall defense in general?
Right. Defensively, I mean, we're looking good. It has always been something that we focus on and we do really well. London, of course, the most experienced player in that position. And then we have Emily Becker, who's a freshman, coming in that defensive specialist position as well, kind of alternating reps with London and really learning a lot from London. Emily has gotten a lot better since she first got here, and I think London is being a great role model for her. And just they have a great working relationship where they push each other and they have fun. So it's been a good group to work with. Same thing, we're going to continue to push them and just kind of, you know, hopefully be able to keep them competing and you know, pushing each other to get better every day.
Outside hitters, it seems like it's one of your stronger units overall. You throw the middles in there as well. How is that looking with Tegan and Annika Van Gunn, Sydney Wilson? Just going down the
yeah,
line
for
of
sure.
How they're looking.
Tegan looking great. I think this summer she grew a lot as a player. She was able to play a lot and play at a very high level. So I think that was great for her development, but I think she also infected everybody else around her. So she has definitely made other players better as well, and I think our players are pushing her to continue to play at the high level. So she's doing great, you know, and it's mainly with our seniors as keeping them healthy. I think that they're at a very good point in their careers where they understand the game, they feel pretty comfortable doing the things that they need to do on the court for us to be successful. So Annika, just super hard worker as always. She does a lot for us. She's in the serve receive. She's a great blocker. Big part of our offense. So she carries a heavy load for us. And you know, but she's consistently delivering that at a very high level. So she's going to be crucial to our success. And I'm just really excited to see her development. She's a very confident player right now, and then she's being really good to her teammates, and so I think that she is going to turn some heads this year. Ashley Askin doing better. You know, Gabby Stefanacci, same thing. I mean, those kids have improved a lot from last year to now. I think this spring they were able to carry a little bit of a heavier load and play with a little more pressure. Having to just kind of feel comfortable in that position, score points for us. You know, they're blocking better, they're serving better, they're passing better. So, I mean, they're just playing with a lot more confidence this year, and they will also be an impact for us. And then you got our middles with Sydney, who's always super physical. Same thing, I mean, she's has grown, you know, and matured as a player, and so she's doing things at a higher level. She's understanding things. I think not only offensively but defensively as a blocker as well. Lauren Pitts, same thing. Lauren Furkey, you know, done a lot better in coming into her sophomore season, being able to have had one season now. I think she feels a lot more comfortable on the court with how she can help us. And then Cody Comby, she graduated early, so she came here in January. And that has been huge for her. You know, we were able to kind of get the little adaptation out of the way in January. And, you know, she went to Brazil with us, so she faced some good competition over there.
And does that happen often, by the way? Like, we see that in football part of it with the seniors graduating semester early. I don't really see it. Does that happen often?
It's starting to happen more often.
Is this the first time you've had that happen here, at least at Georgia
Tech? Well, for me, yes. As a head coach, yes. But it's right now our recruiting is so out in front that we do have time for players to kind of find out what they need to do in order to finish early. And it's definitely a huge advantage. Cody is a much more confident player this fall than she was last spring. And just her growing time in the spring is just going to put her in a way better situation this fall to be an impact immediately. And so it was definitely a huge benefit for us as a team. To be able to do that. And then you have Simone Spencer. She's a walk-on for us from here, from Georgia. And she's catching up quickly. You know, we're excited to see how she's going to develop. But overall, just an intense group of players. They work hard. They want to get better. They're hungry. They you know, this five group of seniors want to leave a legacy here. And they have worked really hard for us, and we're just really excited about this season, and hopefully we're maximizing our potential and we're doing the things that we're capable of doing.
Do you feel this is your best roster here since you've been here, because your third year, and you got a lot of them when they were freshmen and sophomores.
Right.
Now you're getting them as seniors, and you're able to bring in some of your own players as well. You feel this is like the best unit that can produce, that you've produced here with all those factors?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're definitely just a better volleyball team overall, not only on the court when it comes to playing volleyball, but also with our culture and off the court, and just the type of people that we are to each other and how we're, you know, making each other better. And I think that we have a lot of trust in this group. We have, you know, we really want to do good for the person next to you and go all out. We're very, very invested into this season, and so it's going to be a special season for sure.
And lastly, you finally have matches to prepare for. I think you're in the War Eagle Invitational. You're going to Auburn.
Yes.
You're playing three teams in 2 days. One, how's that competition looking? And two, is that a tough adjustment going from preseason to three matches in 2 days with a quick turnaround?
Yes.
Is that intense? Is that something that you maybe try to avoid and make? Maybe just have like a one-off match to start off, or is that just the way you have to get matches in?
No, that's just how. Usually, you know, the preseason, you want to get better, and so you want to play as much competition as you can, but you also don't want to burn yourself out so that way you're coming into conference tired. But, I mean, we want to figure things out for our team. We want to be able to see different teams with different strengths and weaknesses and be pushed in different ways so that we're as prepared as possible when it comes conference time. You know, to face whatever adversity or opponent we're going to have to face. And as you know, the ACC is very diverse but also very competitive. So there's a lot of strong teams with different strengths. And so we're going to have to adapt to those things quickly, and we're going to be able to play the game different ways in order to be successful. And so preseason is crucial. We have scheduled a pretty tough preseason. We're playing a lot of teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year. We're definitely challenging ourselves. We don't want to be comfortable. I think that was one of my goals with preseason, is we wanted to be pushed and see how we're going to respond and what we're going to be about. And I think it starts off right away. We play Auburn. It's going to be packed over there. It's their first home match. There is just the rivalry of being so close and, you know, consistently competing. They're an emotional team. They're a feisty team. So they're going to be fun to play against. And you know, it's just going to be a right off the bat. We got to be ready to go. So it's going to be exciting.